cinta. Oh, mau dibawa kemana hubungan kita? Ku tak akan terus jalani tanpa ada ikatan pasti antara kau dan aku.
Of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Sebelumnya ku ikat hatiku hanya untuk aku seorang. Sekarang kau di sini, hilang rasanya semua bimbang tangis kesepian. Kau buat aku bertanya, kau buat aku mencari tentang rasa ini. Aku tak mengerti, akankah sama jadinya bila bukan kamu? Lalu senyummu menyadarkanku, kau cinta pertama dan terakhirku. Sebelumnya tak mudah bagiku tertawa sendiri di kehidupan yang kelam ini. Sebelumnya rasanya tak perlu membagi kisahku, tak ada yang mengerti. Sekarang kau di sini, aku bertanya, kau buat aku mencari tentang rasa ini. Aku tak mengerti,
Presents a song from Leto. Leto is an Indonesian pop band from Yogyakarta, formed in 2004. The initial format of its members consisted of Noe on the vocal, Patup on the guitar, Aryan on the bass, and Dedot on the drums. However, since 2016, Leto has added two new members, namely Cornel on the guitar and Widi on the keyboard. On January 18, 2025, finally, Leto released a new song titled Sebening Senja or As Clear as Dusk. This song is Leto's latest single after a five-year hiatus. The song Sebening Senja is a pop song that tells the story of a person's journey in finding the magic and meaning of love. The lyrics are written by the vocalist Noe. Well, listeners, let's enjoy the latest single of Leto, Sebening Senja. Enjoy!
Indonesia.
Utilizing the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rock and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees become one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Kenggotan Hamlet, Sremulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Quote of the day. True heroes are those who can forgive. A quote by Sukarno. Sukarno is the first president of Indonesia. He is famous as a charismatic founding father with eyes for the future and opportunities. Indonesian Food and Drug Monitoring Agency and the Ministry of Tourism and, as I say, Ministry of Tourism have agreed to strengthen collaboration. This synergy aims to increase the competitiveness of small and medium enterprises to contribute to national economic growth. Discussions on cooperation include improving product quality, market access, and assistance with intellectual property rights. Minister of Creative Economy, Tengku Rifki Harsha, said on Thursday that the ministry will reactivate the existing cooperation so that small industries can develop. As an initial step, both parties formed a small team to prepare for the signing of the agreement in the near future. This collaboration is expected to not only be ceremonial, but also have a real impact on the economy in Indonesia.
Coming for you, and if
I know you like games. Don't you be shy, cause I'm coming your way. All you haters, you can say what you wanna. I'll rise higher when you say my name. I don't care about the rumors or drama. I'ma be fine, baby, I'm okay. Flying by the haters when I cry. I go boom, boom, boom. Sending you a message with a rhyme. I put my middle finger up. I flip it up. I flip it up. I put my middle finger up. I flip it up. I flip it up. I go just wait and you'll see. Nah, 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 don't you get me all wrong. Just get up of my way. I've been rocking since day one. I know I'm not insane. Baby, I'm not high, so don't you waste my time. Cause all you haters can hate me now, but I'm never gonna change.
Flying by the haters when I cry. I go boom, boom, boom. Sending you a message when I rhyme. I put my middle finger up. I flip it up, I flip it up, I put my middle finger up, I flip it up, I flip it up, I go la-di-da-di-da, 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 I put my middle finger up, la-di-da-di-da, la-di-da-di-da, I flip it up, I flip it up.
I'm not gonna fake it, so I'll say it to your face. If you don't get the message, then I'll say it once again. If you step on my pride, then watch me when I fly. I'm rising up, and then I put my middle finger high.
Yeah. I put my middle finger up. I flip it up. I flip it up. I put my middle finger up. I flip it up. Flip it up.
Figuring out what's best for me.
Bukan ku tak tersipu. Bukan ku tak butuh kata-kata. Tapi ku meragu. Apakah wajah cinta ini? Meskipun telah sempurna, cintamu bagai mimpi yang nyata. Ku ingin hatiku bertekuk lutut tak berdaya.
Tanpa ku berkata,
katakan.
Service of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia. The Indonesian government has assured that its school revitalization program will not only target public schools, but also private schools that need support to ensure the uniform distribution of quality education. According to the Indonesian Coordinating Ministry for Human Development and Culture, Katiman, Assistant Deputy for Technology Research and Industrial Partnerships at the Ministry, we have a budget allocation to help private schools in this program. And according to him, the government is prioritizing all regions in building access to decent and uniform education. The step is in line with the President's direction to focus on the priority programs of revitalizing schools, building superior schools, and accelerating the digitalization of learning to improve the quality of education across Indonesia. And the main focus of this program is equalization of facilities and infrastructure. Besides physical revitalization, the government is also paying attention to the problem of teacher shortages in remote areas, especially in eastern Indonesia. Katiman further said the government is planning to build superior senior high schools in 4 locations initially, including the new capital, Nusantara, and other regions.
Bagaimana tidak lagu tinggikan kau buku bagi insan dunia yang mengagungkan cinta. Betapa nikmatnya itu buat marah bagai embun pagi yang menyentuh rerumputan. Cinta akan ku berikan bagi hatimu yang damai. Cintaku gelora asmara seindah lembayung senja. Tiada ada yang kuasa setinggi indahnya nikmat bercinta. Bagi kisah dunia yang mengagungkan cinta. Betapa nikmatnya cucu buat marah bagai embun pagi yang menyentuh rerumputan.
Beach, which is located in Sukabumi, has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holiday in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karang Hawu Beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karang Hawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove, So this beach is named Karang Hawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that drop into the sea is Nyai Roro Kidul's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karang Hawu Beach. The view of the high seas until the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach for the occasional play with the crashing waves or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine is a fun activity on this beach.
Indonesia has more than 17,000 islands. Every region in Indonesia has tradition, culture, and the beauty of nature, which is incomparable. Bali is one of the islands in Indonesia which is very popular in the world. Because its popularity, until now there are people who think that Bali is not part of Indonesia. Bali itself is an island belonging to a group of beautifully lined islands in the territory of Republic of Indonesia. Talking about Bali, firstly in your mind is the beauty of the beach and tradition of its people. Bali does not only have the beauty of nature and tradition, it is also popular for its dances, which move suitably with the rhythm. Gamelan Bali is the music to accompany those dances. There is one Balinese traditional musical instrument. However, there is one Balinese traditional musical instrument which is not quite known by many people. The name is Rindik. According to the history, Rindik was created due to Ponorogo people in East Java moving to Bali. At the beginning, when Wangkir or known Ponorogo side did rebellion against Majapahit Kingdom, most of Ponorogo people moved to Bali. Ponorogo people also brought their traditional instrument, namely Angklung Reyog. Angklung Reyog is the weapon of Majapahit Kingdom, which functions as instrument of the kingdom. When the Mang attacked the Angklung and Gamelan from Ponorogo, were brought to Bali. On the way to Bali, those instruments were damaged. Arriving in Bali, Majapahit people were difficult to string the gamelan up, including Angklung. Although Angklung in Bali is not similar like the one as usual, for example, in West Java. This instrument still produces sound by being beaten like gamelan, which is made from metal. Angklung in Bali has changed its name to be Rindik, which is from Javanese ancient language meaning neatly arranged with little gaps. And listener, before we talk more about the instrument, how about we listen to the Rindik and the flute rhythm by Trio Buana.
Thank you.
according to its size and its tone. Bamboo which is used to make rindik is the selected one. So, it is not easy to be broken and will produce a very good sound. This instrument is played by beating and using percussion tool made of rubber with different sizes to produce a melodious harmonization of sound. To make it, the bamboo is cut and arranged according to the sizes. The number of pieces of bamboo usually consists of 11 up to 13 pieces. Every piece of bamboo has different size and tone. The larger the size of the bamboo is, the lower the pitch will be. The smaller the bamboo, of course, the higher the tone is produced. The bamboos are arranged in places which is made from bamboo. Those bamboos are arranged beginning from the lowest tone on the left corner to the highest on the right. The tone which is produced by rindik is pentatonic, meaning it has five main tones. The big percussion tool is usually used on the left hand and the small one is on the right hand. This is because the leftmost tone is lower, so when it's played, there will be a balance of the tone. Listener, to play rindik means a special skill and feeling. In playing rindik, there is also a technique of beating, namely mundil, which is held by the left hand of companion player, or called sangsi. In the performance of bumbung dance, this technique is called jigok. In Bali itself, and rindik is usually performed to accompany the bumbung dance. Besides that, rindik is also performed to accompany many other events such as wedding ceremony. The special rhythm of rindik makes the nuance of the event becoming more romantic. In the development era, rindik becomes an instrument which is more flexible and has many functions. And listener, there was a glimpse about a traditional instrument coming from Bali, and it is called rindik. Thank you very much for listening, and sampai jumpa.
Corner. In today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present to you a keroncong song entitled Terpukau or Mesmerized by Koiriyah Anggi Setiawati. The song, created by Ade Govinda and popularized by Astrid Sartiasari, was released on April 10, 2013. Astrid reveals the meaning in the song about someone who is in love but has not had the opportunity to have the lover. The song tells the story of someone who has unrequited love. The singer hopes and dreams to be able to live together with the person he loves, but he realizes that he cannot conquer her heart yet. Nevertheless, he is still determined to fight for his feelings and hopes that one day he can be with the person he loves. A listener, here is Khairiyah Anggi Setiawati with the keroncong song entitled Terpukau.
Thank you.
listener, today's Music Corner presents a beautiful keroncong piece titled Bunga Abadi or It's...
From Jakarta, here is Voice of Indonesia with Indonesia Today. News, information, and entertainment from Indonesia, only on Indonesia Today.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesian Minister of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, Maman Abdurrahman, said on Thursday that he will expand opportunities for micro, small and medium enterprises market access to Malaysia. This is to encourage the enterprises' entrepreneurs to be able to compete in regional and global markets. His party has revealed a visit from the Deputy Tourism, Creative Industry and Performing Arts Minister of Sarawak, Datuk Snowdan Lawan. From this visit, Maman hopes there will be an expansion of the micro, small and medium enterprises market abroad, especially to Sarawak and Kuching areas in Malaysia. Moving on to Member of Commission 7 of the Indonesian House of Representatives, Muhammad Hatta, who encouraged Indonesia to have a national car industry like other countries. He is optimistic about the development of the automotive industry in Indonesia. He emphasized on Friday the automotive industry in Indonesia also needs support from the government. One of them is by issuing regulations.